I thought we started a little bit slowly. There were certain things about Pats tonight that we were a little bit concerned about as far as our formation and that was concerned. And I felt that the first 10 minutes we probably didn't get the grips with it. But when we did get the grips with it, I thought we were outstanding. The changes that we had to make, we were always going to make those changes. And I think that that stage, Danny and Paul, they knew that they whatever it was they had left, and the run that he made, Danny off the shoulder, I thought he ran himself into the ground tonight, and I thought he was absolutely superb in his finish. There was probably periods in that second half where we were under the cosh, but we stood up and another clean sheet, which is very pleasing for us. So we're delighted. Listen, one game at a time. It's now 6 points in 2 games after a really disappointing result last Friday night. But we've got to dust ourselves down now, and we've got to make the trip to Cork, and we've got to go again, and that's what we'll look at. We'll look at Friday night. Tonight's over. It's May, and it's 2 wins, and listen, it's nothing more than another 3 points tonight. We're certainly not going to get carried away. Others might get carried away, but we'll certainly not. Our focus is tonight's over. We'll recover, and we'll get organised for Cork on Friday night.
Kieran, you'll be calm and play all this down, but you know what this means to supporters. 2 clean sheets for you, 6 points at home against 2 potential champions, as it were.
Yeah, and that's, but it, for me, it's just another 3 points. We'll not get too carried away. As we keep talking about as a group, you don't get too high with the highs, you don't get too low with the lows. You got to try and find a consistency in this and a balance in this. And when things aren't going your way, you have to roll your sleeves up. And right now they're rolling for us, and rightly so with the work that they're putting in. But it's such a tough league, you don't know what Friday night brings. So that's what we'll deal with.
For me, it was the way you've won these 2 games. Like you led these teams pretty much around the pitch.
Listen, they're both top teams, top players, top managers, and I have nothing but respect for both clubs, both managers, and as I say, both sets of players. But we have to try and make this about us, and the quicker that we can start believing in our own ability as a group of players, then I think the further we'll get.
One of the great things you have is a very talented squad. You had a brilliant bench tonight, and you're able to utilise that well.
Yeah, and that's the key to this, especially when you've got 3 games in a week, and a travel. It's very difficult leaving Liam Boyce and Gavin Waite out of your team, but it's a wee bit easier when you're able to bring Danny Mullen and Paul McMullen in. And it's nice to be able to look at your bench and have Sam Todd and Pat Hoban and Robbie Benson and the likes of that on there, and we still have Ben to come back, and we've Sads to come back, and so fingers crossed we're in a decent place.